Hello, Jonas.
Hey, Jonas here.
Target Media. How are you?
I'm feeling great. How are you doing?
Oh, it's terrific to hear your voice again, both on Major Tone and in person. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. How's Australia?
Oh, excellent. Thank you. Very good indeed. Now, look, this album clearly is not a heavy metal album, although I did love the metal Metallica-esque T-shirts during April Fool's. It was good fun.
Yeah, that was too good to pass up.
Now, tracks like Joy Invincible, the Strength to Let Go, All I Need, are going to connect with people instantaneously all over the world. And I can't wait to see the global reaction to this beautiful emotive collection on release. You set the scene for us very well previously, but was there a moment when you realised that love is our native tongue? Was there a particular moment in your life when that realisation hit?
Oh, I think for me, you know, I think for all of us right now, not just in America, but there's this feeling that the only language that's afforded to us is the language of conflict, the language of our differences, hatred, fear, insecurity. And I think for me to rewind the tape and look back to in the beginning was the word, and the word spoke all of this into existence, the meaning, the logos, the icon, you know, the creator, the maker himself, and the idea that all of us began our journey here on the planet as infants, completely helpless, that somebody woke up in the middle of the night and held us, and those acts of service were not acts of fear or hatred, but they were acts of love, and that is our heritage, and that's our identity. So it came from a poem that I wrote a little while back, kind of in response to this cultural milieu of hatred and fear, to remind myself that love is our native tongue.
Oh, beautifully put, of course. And is it your own little feeling that sort of brought that to the fore?
Yeah, my wife and I, we just had a son 6 months ago, and so holding my infant son, and kind of, I think it puts everything in perspective, realizing that we all came from such humble beginnings. Whatever pretense we have, you think back to our infant childhood, and you realize, you know, how insignificant we are in the grand scheme of things.
Oh, absolutely. And, of course, the title track and voices have enjoyed overwhelming popularity amongst listeners, but I can't help but feel that come January 18th, people are going to be astonished when they hear this beautiful work in its entirety. It's tremendously diverse. Was that your intention, or is it more representative of the ever-changing hue of human emotions?
Well, the goal was to try and emulate the idea that there are many different languages, but one native tongue, you know, so try and find different parts of ourselves, different ways to express it within rock and roll, you know, and not to be limited by one genre. And I think the secondary element is just because there's so many different flavors that we love, and to limit ourselves with one palette didn't feel like the full way to embrace the joy of playing music, you know, this time around, which joy was kind of the main goal in this album. Let's chase joy.
Wow. And that explains why there's so many influence. Beautifully.
Thanks. I'm glad you picked up on that. It's kind of more of a Sgt. Pepper's approach.
There we go. I mean, right from the start, we can hear the Beatles coming through quite clearly. So you've provided video explanations of voices and the title track online, and if you don't mind, I'd ask you to do something very similar with a couple of other tracks, if you would. Firstly, Take My Fire. I mean, this means tons to me, but what's the track all about for you?
Yeah, so for me, Take My Fire is a song that is referencing all the things that would take that joy away, that would steal the moment. I feel like being present to the present, aware of my not just the pain, but the joy of the moment, I think there's a million things that could rob us of that, from comfort to distraction. And Take My Fire is kind of a defiant anthem that says, no, I'm gonna stay right here. I'm gonna be present to it.
Oh, sensational. Beautifully put. And the heart of that, I mean, it's self-explanatory to a large degree. But the person attached to the beautiful voice and accompaniment, is that Kayla Sinclair?
Yes. She is incredible. And she sings in a band, M83, and plays keyboards with them. And we were honored enough to have her sing on this album, and I feel like she brought the song such a lift. You know, her voice in that track really brought it to life. Love is surrender. Love is the hardest art. It's kind of the mantra of that song.
Beautifully said, and she does indeed bring a beautiful edge to that song. I've got to tell you, I was on the beach a matter of hours ago this morning here in Australia, beautiful blue skies, sunshine, and We're Gonna Be Alright just kept going through my head again and again. It's just perfect. Was that one perhaps a little message to your dear son?
I think there's so many voices, you know, that are telling us what we should or shouldn't do all the time. I think sometimes we begin to listen to them and doubt ourselves, doubt, you know, almost anything. And I think we begin to feel like it's not okay to be ourselves. It's not okay to fear. It's not okay to feel small. We have to put on a brave face and pretend we're someone that we're not. And we're going to be all right. The verses say it's okay to fear. It's okay when you're feeling small. You're okay right here. It's okay if you feel nothing at all. Just a reminder that this moment is a moment, and this moment will too pass. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, I think it's absolutely. It sounds like it would be a kind of a nursery rhyme, but I think more adults like myself. I need it more often than I'd like to admit.
I'm with you there 100%. What is different for you personally? I mean, to leap from Where the Light Shines Through to the more, I guess, battle-scarred native tongue, what was different in creation for you?
Oh, well, you know, this album was born from the need to create no album at all. There was, I think this is a different approach to a record, because for the first time in 10 albums we were taking a hiatus from touring. We didn't actually know if we were going to get back together. We just kind of took a break from everything, and it felt like these songs chased us down rather than us chasing the songs down. And I feel like that seems like a subtle difference, but from a songwriting perspective it's a huge leap. And the reason why we were doing it wasn't chasing after anything. It was actually just letting them come to us. So I think that could explain a little bit of the different tone and feeling that you get from this record.
Oh, well said. There's a lot of honesty to this work, particularly in tracks like Prodigal Soul. I mean, and Let It Happen to a degree, because it's far from, I don't want to give the impression, but it's a sunshine and rainbow sandwich. You actually put in there a very balanced perspective as to how hard it is to maintain a positive outlook in today's world.
Yeah, it's funny. A kid asked me after a show last year, he said, how do you write a song? And I feel like the answer came to me, you start with the darkness and you aim for the light, you know? And I feel like that is where all these songs come from. One of my heroes tell me one time, God doesn't need a lawyer. Your job is to be honest. And so that's kind of what these songs are hoping to do, is to be honest about both the pain and the beauty and the joy of what it means to be human.
Oh, fantastic. And I'm going to play Let It Happen every time I'm awake at 3 o'clock in the morning worrying about things I can do nothing about.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I feel you.
Oh, absolutely. Tell me, tell me, love, do you believe in me? It's that line alone, it's from All I Need, is going to mean so much to so many. What does that line, and please forgive me if this is a little personal, but what does that line mean for you?
Yeah, so I had a conversation with a friend of mine, and we were talking about, the greater questions in life. Why are we here? And he really came to the conclusion, he was talking to his daughter, and he said, you know what, it doesn't matter if you believe in God as much as if he believes in you. And that really stuck with me, thinking through my place in the cosmos. I am a very small, I'm not even 6 foot, right? A very small person on a very small speck of dust in a very large infinite universe. And my place, if made in the image of the maker, if that personal first cause believes in me, then that matters a whole lot more than my misconceptions.
Look, having children, I can't help but share your vision. Honestly, but congratulations on this brilliant work. I can't help but feel music like this can bring about world peace, but I think I said that about the last album last time we spoke.
I'm honored. I hope my goal is that we could open the doors and the windows of the soul to see a life bigger than just our cell phones and maybe notice the commonalities between our neighbors and ourselves.
Wouldn't that be something if we could look up from the cell phones and not exist on a utopian collective, but at least be able to speak in the native tongue? That would be enormously brilliant.
That's the hope.
Indeed. Thank you very much for the opportunity to discuss this album. We cannot wait to see you in Australia again. Is there any news on that front?
I'm really hoping. I will tell you as soon as I know. We love Australia, and we feel like, San Diego is the long-lost suburb of Melbourne and Sydney and the rest. So we hope to be back in Australia sooner than later. We love it down there, and the rest of the fellas send their love as well.
Fantastic, and would you return that love back from all of us in Australia? We can't wait to see you again. Congratulations on this sensational album. John, take care. We'll look forward to seeing you soon.
All right, so long.
Bye-bye.